Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC. He's a legend in the state of Arkansas.
See, if y'all run out of the field, it's going to say, Texas.
His 55 years in television and radio broadcasting is unparalleled.
Well, who is on your ticket at 10 o'clock?
The Shonda Ree.
The Shonda Ree, get on out here. Come on now. My door is open.
He has raised over $40 million for charity.
May I ask who I'm talking to?
This is Bill Clinton, and I'm trying to save the taxpayers' money by moving myself.
Please welcome Craig O'Neill.
Craig O'Neill on Morning Mayhem is brought to you by Genesis of Conway, the future of luxury today.
For those of you who just joined us, where were you earlier? You missed the best part of the show. But if you've just joined us, I debuted Craig O'Neill children's book, Toolishness, published by Baldwin & Shell, a construction company that has now a publishing firm associated with it. But anyway, just wanted you to know, be watching for it at a school near you. Thank you. That's my last plug. I mean, and thanks to Genesis of Conway, which is making the school tour possible. That's anything? The last plug, I swear.
Okay.
Is and there also anything thanks to... No.
I was about kidding. To say, is there anything else you need to plug?
I'm sorry.
You got
I'm
any
sorry.
Events going on?
I'm sorry. It's the radio in me. It's the DJ in me. I just want to publicize, give everybody a shout out. So there you go. I'm sure preachers are the same way. And
what's the sermon on this week?
Yeah.
What is the sermon on this week?
What is the schedule of a preacher?
When do you get your sermon? Give me a second. No, the hay's already in the barn. I've already worked it up.
How many sermons are you are in advance?
I try to be 6 months in advance.
Wow. Whoa.
Wow.
So
really?
Can you call an audible? Can you go Omaha?
Now, if some lunatic flies a plane into a building, I'm obviously going to change the topic. But
current
events can trump something already prepared. Okay. But yeah, I like to work in advance. I'm just that way.
Is there some editing on the fly, like
sometimes
when Michigan won the national championship? That had to be mentioned, of course, in the sermon.
It wasn't so much mentioned, but when I got up there and I was wearing blue and gold, it pretty much was. I was trying to play it cool, but I wasn't very cool.
Pigskin, if you hew to this plan with your writing for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, the Martins are going to be very happy.
Well, I hope so. I asked Philip. I said, "So when does Karen need the column?" Said, "Well, she'd ideally like them by Tuesday." And I'm like, well, that won't be a problem at all. 1 week ahead? Yeah, I think I can do that.
Yeah.
Those of us that really worked
as journalists for a long time never stuck to those deadlines.
Yeah.
Wow.
So is this like an op-ed?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You're just going to – you send me your op-ed.
Yeah, so last week's was I was talking about the halftime show at the World Cup final.
Which
I figured most Arkies have not seen because they weren't watching the World Cup final. And I asked several of our black members at Pinnacle, I said, any of you watch the World Cup final? No. I said, well, the article today in the paper is about the halftime show, and I have a sixth sense about making fun of people that need to be made fun of. I figured my job as a preacher years ago, boys, was this. I am to comfort the afflicted, and I am to afflict the comfortable.
Huh.
There we go. That's
love
good.
It.
I'm probably better at the last one than the former one, but when Madonna came out opening the show, I'm like,
so bad.
What he just said, this is so bad, and I needed that said from a 60-year-old.
People,
so I did. So, yeah.
I did see the ratings. You're talking about people not watching it, and I don't really care about ratings either, but I did see, I think the World Cup final, which, of course, this is just in America, I think it was the second most watched program of the year.
60 million plus.
Yeah, it was like 66 million.
I would not
course,
be surprised. What over the whole course of the year is going to have more viewers than the World Cup final? Probably nothing.
Well, other than like the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have guessed the Super Bowl would have been bigger.
Super
than
Bowl
this.
Had like 120.
Did it?
Which, of course, the World Cup, when you add in the rest of the, it's like over a billion people watched.
Well, when it was bad enough when then Ted Lasso gives Justin Bieber pep talk to go out there, and Bieber goes out there and proceeds to fall asleep on stage. It was the most
weird
low energy
choice.
Thing I've ever. I guess it was some kind of Christian song, but I'm like, well, it's not church. It's like a celebration, and he was like really. he was channeling Perry Como and all his energy,
where he's kind of falling asleep into the microphone, one of those things.
And then they had all these little kids that looked like a cross between the United Colors of Benetton meets Up With People, and they were singing a song about peace, love, yeah, and FIFA. Because, you know, you don't want to qualify FIFA with two wonderful qualities like peace and love. I'm like, this was a monstrosity
was
that only could have been designed by a committee. A committee.
A committee that under the control of
FIFA. I said, can we quit having shows in the middle of our shows? It's like quintessentially American. Okay, I got
That's
this great idea. I got this really good food, Craig, and I'm going to stuff food inside the food before I eat the food. I'm like, just eat the food and quit being so, you don't have to have everything.
Mayonnaise inside of the tuna.
Exactly.
Feed the tuna
peanut
mayonnaise.
Butter and jelly in one jar together. I'm like, oh, just mix it together.
People got mad at me when I said that America basically forced them to have a halftime show. And maybe forced is not the right word, but
it's a tradition.
They only had the halftime show because it was in America.
Of course they did.
There's a reason why the American World Cup was the first one to ever have a halftime show. It's because that's what we do.
That's one of the things I like about soccer is they don't have halftime shows.
There's no theatrics.
Now you're going to ruin that too? I mean,
well, and then we could go into the match breaks or hydration breaks
stupid.
That have never happened.
The orange slice break. They're giving them orange slices to rest.
So if you wanted to... They could have had match breaks if it was an outside match and it was hot. There needed to be some restrictions on it where it had to meet a certain threshold of temperature for them to have a match
they
break.
They did that in Manaus in the rainforest in Brazil.
Yeah.
Yes.
Fun fact, Manaus at one time was one of the wealthiest cities in the entire world.
It has a lovely opera house there.
Yes, it has one of the biggest,
where'd they make their money from?
Rubber.
Ah.
They had the rubber trees.
So in other words, like the Congo in Africa, but this was in South America.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Which, of course, most of the wealth was held by white Europeans that came to Manaus. But there was some guy that stole basically rubber tree, whatever that tree is called, seeds, and took it somewhere else and germinated it, and that basically ended Manaus.
Wow. Man, you have reached cliff level on
that.
Cheers.
That's pretty good, isn't it? But, that is good.
Yeah, Manaus at one time was one of the wealthiest cities in the world.
Now, how do you know that? How do you, what took you there?
Books, Jerry.
I read
books. King Leopold's Ghost. If you want to know about exploitation
Congo.
Of Africa and the Congo, the Belgians, who whipped our behinds in the World Cup, obviously.
Right.
They were whipping behinds 100 years ago, but
they were
stealing wealth.
Yeah, they
and
were doing more than
else.
That.
Well, ivory. then they killed all the elephants, took all the tusks. Then they found rubber about the time that bicycles and cars were coming along with pneumatic tires.
So, King Leopold basically got away with it.
He did.
He's
probably not getting away with it right now.
What he did, that's true. he's in damnation.
The Lord is smacking him upside his head.
What he did
he's not even up there. He's looking up at us.
That's what I'm suggesting.
Yes, he is. He's looking up at us. But what he did was on the level of Hitler.
Oh, it was horrible. They would go in there and make these Africans go in there and collect rubber from the trees, and then the Africans wouldn't want to do it, and they'd catch them, they'd cut their arms off.
Oh, my word.
Or they'd take their families hostage. They were horrible, horrible human beings. They really were.
Yeah, to get back on track,
we're staying there.
Is anybody in here from Belgium? No, then you shouldn't be offended. But that's who it was. It was the Belgians.
You're not going to waffle on the Belgians. I'm
at least they created French fries.
Yeah. Boom! You see what I did
Belgian
there?
Belgian waffles. I see that. That's very good.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Roger would have appreciated that.
They also created French fries for us. So.
They did. Yeah, but they put mayonnaise on them. Who puts mayonnaise on a French fry?
That's true.
That's disgusting, man.
But they did create it.
Yeah, but I can't.
Fun fact on that. The reason we call it French fries is because Belgians speak French, and they were French frites. We basically called them French frites because they were speaking French, and they're called frites. But it eventually became French fries.
Well, Cliff, I'm telling you, you have been a...
Isn't this boy a marvel?
See,
isn't he?
When the... what did that listener call him? When the dummies?
The dummies,
When the dummies are out, you actually get to understand the depths of Christian's knowledge, Craig.
That is fantastic. All right, what can we talk about?
Back to the match breaks. There should be a certain threshold on the temperature, but when they do it in every single match, even the ones that are indoor AC, that really showed their hand that they were only doing it for advertisable purposes.
Yeah. And the soccer 100%. Purists do not like
it. No, I don't like it at all.
No, I didn't like it much. I keep playing. That's the thing. You play on. This guy's dead. He got stepped in the, on
care.
In the temple. Doesn't matter. Keep playing.
Yeah,
I mean,
if you can get
it.
Through that, we can get through 90-degree heat.
So speaking of which, there's a funny Arkansas football connection here. So I was watching a game up there, I don't know, 10, 15 years ago. Great seats, man. This guy that gave me a seats, 35-yard line, yes. Hog side, unbelievable. Oh. So this guy gets hurt, and he's a foot away from the out of bounds. A foot. Okay, he could have rolled over and he'd have been out of bounds, but they're checking his knee out. This is like going on like 10 minutes, you know, it's going on forever. So some Billy Bob next to me goes, drag him off and let's go. I laughed for 10 minutes and some guy looked at me and said, you think that's funny? I said, yeah, I think it's funny. What are you yelling at me for? I didn't say it. That guy said it. I'm like, we were all thinking it, you know, just roll him over and let's move on with the game.
Well, I think some of the soccer players could be eligible for an Emmy.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, yeah. Emmy Awards ought to think about putting them in the competition because, man, there were some acts going on.
So, Craig, I'm working on a future newspaper column, and this is I already got the title.
All right.
Here's the title.
Okay.
The Problem with Soccer. Okay? Here's the problem with soccer, really the only problem that I have.
Hmm.
It encourages dishonesty from these guys faking injuries to get calls. Any sport that is predicated on being dishonest has got a problem.
I am so sorry, Justin. I forgot to turn your mic on. This is my first day working in radio.
Here
it's
all good, man.
I hope you learned a few things about history.
I did. I was.
Justin just booked a tour for Belgium. He booked a tour for Belgium to go over there and right all these wrongs.
You're going to the middle of the Amazon
Belgians
rainforest.
Need some good country music.
That's
man.
Right.
I was ferociously taking notes.
All right. Here's the challenge. We challenge you to put Belgium and rubber in your next country hit.
Belgian rubber.
You have to use those two.
I think you can talk about like rubber that. On tires and maybe eating a Belgian waffle at some point.
There you go. Yeah, like it.
I think it can happen.
Justin, sometimes those newspaper stories that they're a song title waiting to go. I got a future.
Right.
I got a future column already titled "Elusive Squirrel." That
Wait
you
a
saw
minute.
The squirrel
my,
at the at Detroit the other day. He
peaked.
Got loose and they were trying to catch a squirrel. You saw that. Elusive Squirrel. That's at least as good a band name as Bad Bunny. Bad Bunny, Elusive Squirrel.
Well, he's not a band.
Yeah.
Oddly enough, Elusive Squirrel is the way I describe Raj.
That is
an elusive squirrel.
That's a good description.
He's an elusive, thin-skinned comic squirrel.
Back to your flopping conversation. The thing is...
Yes.
If they don't flop, they won't get a call.
Well, that's the but we got to work on that.
Yeah, like well, maybe the officials have to be a little bit better, but if do they you, don't sell the call, they won't.
Do you
they
have to
call.
Have the facial expressions when the replay shows the foot? That
and then we saw it like the entire World Cup. This is the most football talk that's ever been had on this station, but European football. But we saw in the throughout the World Cup that Argentina got a pretty favorable whistle the entire World Cup.
The whole time.
And one of the goals that Spain scored in the final should not have been disallowed. Like, the guy scored the goal, and the other guy flopped.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was ridiculous, the whistle.
Well, here is my problem, and I had this pointed out to me. In our culture, we reward speed.
Yeah.
Speed is a reward in any athletic contest, from basketball to football, whatever. In soccer... Speed is a hindrance because if you get ahead of everybody, that's offside.
There's actually they created offsides to increase offense. Actually, the reason that they created offsides is because before it
there'd be a bunch of cherry picking. They'd
defense,
be out there hanging out by the goal, just waiting to get garbage.
Yeah, the defense would load up in the box, so nobody could cherry pick and get behind them.
Right.
So there would be extremely low scoring goals. With the creation of offsides, it actually allowed the defense to go further up and play offense.
create holes.
Yes.
I got you. Okay.
And the fastest guys are still usually the best guys. If you got somebody that can run by everybody, he's...
Kylian Mbappe is extremely fast.
That's why Mbappe is the best player in the world.
Oh, man. Messi, you know, has been a blur all these years.
And, Holland's
and
giant
now,
fast.
And Yamal for Spain. Oh, he's electric. He's so man. Good.
Which they call it pace in soccer.
Pace.
Man.
Sam Cook.
Yes.
Good stuff.
Maybe we won't talk about football the rest of the way, but
no more soccer talk, no more Justin. Soccer. We've already expended all that. So.
Hey, I just got an extra 40 minutes of sleep, it's fine by me. Let's do it the next couple hours.
Exactly.
Wally Hall once wrote, "The reason they call it soccer is because the word boring has already been taken."
All right. When we come back, we'll have another segment of Craig O'Neill.
Yay!
And he'll bid us farewell. Maybe he can.
Whoa!
Wait a minute. That didn't.
He'll bid us
through.
Farewell for the day.
Oh, for the day.
He'll be
thank
back
you.
Next week.
Yeah, I hope I see him again.
We will.
I'm just getting to know Craig. Hopefully.